to another episode of The Leftovers, brought to you by The Jason Rantz Show, which you already know because the only way you're listening to this is if you've gotten to our Jason Rantz Show feed. So thank you so much for that. This is a Friday edition of the show. I'm doing it a little bit different because it was a story I don't think will last till next week, or maybe I'll forget about next week, that I wanted to talk about and I just didn't get a chance to do it on the air today. Aaron Taylor Johnson is going to be the new James Bond, the new 007. Aaron Taylor Johnson is very, very, very talented. I'm a huge fan of his. For some of you, you might know him from the movie Kick-Ass. It had a sequel. He was most recently in a film called Bullet Train, which made my top 10 list that year. That was in 2022. He's done a lot of really good movies. He was in The Avengers. He was Quicksilver in one of the earlier ones, The Age of Ultron. So I really, really like him. I think he's going to do a really good job as Bond. And I haven't seen any confirmation that he actually signed, but everyone is on the same page where he was given a contract. He said he was going to sign it. So we think that that's going to be a certainty. I'm just going to assume it's a certainty. So he's now in the news for that. But a lot of people don't realize about Aaron Taylor Johnson, who right now is, I believe, 31 years old. He is married to someone who is very, very, very much older than he is. Now, usually we see these kinds of relationships in reverse, where it is an old Hollywood actor who's married to someone much younger than he is. That's what we normally see. And so this is the polar opposite of this. And for him, he ended up getting engaged to a much older woman very early on in his career. He was either 18 or 19 years old at the time, and he was making a film called Nowhere Boy, which it was all right. But he was making the film Nowhere Boy back in 2009, and he and his director fell in love. They fell in love. His director, she was 42 at the time. She was 42 at the time, and he was 18. Sam Wood. That was her name. Now it's Sam Taylor Wood. And they fell in love. They announced their engagement at the end of the filming of the movie. They had a daughter the next year. They ended up getting married not long afterwards. I think like 2 years, 3 years maybe later. And they've been together and presumably happy this entire time. And so people are now paying attention to this and they're saying, what gives? Explain yourself. Because a lot of people look at this and say, well, that's weird. And his basic, you know, response to that has been, and he gave an interview this week, I think it was with Rolling Stone. Yeah, it was Rolling Stone UK. And he basically argued, hey, look, I've always been sort of an old soul. And we've heard people talk like that before. He said, what you got to realize is that what most people were doing in their 20s, I was doing when I was 13. And so, in other words, you know, he matured a little bit earlier than other people. He said, you're doing something too quickly for someone else? I don't understand that. What speed are you supposed to enjoy life at? It's bizarre to me. Because a lot of people have been saying, well, why'd you, first, pushing aside the age difference, the age gap, why'd you get involved and married, have a kid so early on in life? Why'd you do it so early? And that's his answer. It's like, whose speed should he be doing it at? That's what he felt he wanted to do and felt like he needed to do. Again, they're happily married. They've got two kids from a previous marriage now. And from their own marriage, they have four daughters together. And he said, you realize it's your job to protect the purest, most innocent thing that's come into the world. And it's your duty to be their role model. You're going to be reflected in their choices later in life. From their partners, from who their partners are, to how they carry themselves in the world. So it sounds like all four of those young girls will end up becoming 18-year-old brides to old celebrities, if that's the case. But, you know, he shouldn't have to defend himself for one, But I am kind of curious. And the reason why this caught my attention was, again, because I can't help but just think about death now that I've become 42, is that she's obviously, unless obviously something tragic happens, she's going to die before he does. And there will be like a significant amount of time where he's going to have to be alone. Now, his kids will be of age at that point. But it's possible that he's, you know, 60, 65 years old and she dies of natural causes, just of old age. And at 60, 65, you've got, you know, 20 years left, maybe 30 or 40 years left, depending on a whole, you know, a whole random sort of things, I guess, where medicine's going to be at the time, how healthy he is, etc. And that just to me is so depressing. The whole idea of falling in love with someone and sharing a life together and wanting to be with them for the rest of your life, it takes on a slightly different meaning to me if you're to tell me you're going to, let's say I was the younger person in a relationship, that the person who I'm in love with, who I want to spend forever with, ends up dying 20 years before my death. And it's not due to any sort of accident. It's just due to me being younger than they are. I just feel like that. I don't know if I could handle that emotionally. In fact, I don't think I can handle that emotionally. And, you know, I have to assume that this is an issue that they don't talk about all that often, but is maybe in the back of their heads. Because me, as someone who's just an outsider looking in, that's all I can think of with them. Because I believe that they're in love. I believe that, you know, this was meant to be from their perspectives. And is it that you just sort of settle for the idea that, yeah, if it's meant to be, that means it's also meant to be that I have my heart broken at, you know, 64 years old, where the love of my life is, you know, so old that we inevitably know that she's going to die before me. I mean, she right now is 57 years old, and I got his age wrong. It's 33. So it's more than 20 years difference between the two. But he's a 33-year-old married to a 57-year-old. And then I just can't help but wonder about some of the, you know, more intimate problems that could arise. Perhaps there's more intimate issues when the male is much older than the woman. But, you know, menopause is going to kick in. You've got, the older you get, maybe you're just not as sexually interested. But, you know, you're dealing with a 33-year-old who's, I'm assuming, has a normal sex life or appetite for sex. Like, what does he do when he is 40 and still ready to go? And she's in her mid-60s, right? I mean, it's just, or late 60s. I'm weirdly fascinated, but also weirdly concerned, even though I shouldn't be concerned because it's none of my business. And I sort of feel like I'm putting my life onto theirs. Like if I was Aaron Taylor Johnson, not that I would marry someone who's 57 years old, and I'm 42 years old, I wouldn't marry someone who's 57, but 30 something years more than, yeah, I don't know how that would work. And it just feels really depressing to me thinking about it. Super depressing. Now, other big news today was Kate Middleton. I don't understand the fascination with the crown, the royal family, and I'm someone who's absolutely obsessed with London and the UK. I just don't find any of this fascinating. It's obviously a very sad story, but what I was thinking to myself, the news came out that she has cancer. They didn't tell us what the cancer is. They do say that they had that abdominal surgery that showed the cancer was present. Then she has been going into chemotherapy since February. But obviously the big story a week and a half ago was the photo that was posted online. It clearly was edited, apparently, and everyone started to speculate, and there was lots of conspiracies. Oh, she must be dead, etc. She's definitely not dead because she put out a video today. But it's just, so if you're the people who were spreading some of those rumors about her, you know, either being dead or, you know, there's another woman who is now secretly seeing Prince Charles or whatever the guy, William, and they're going to get married and she's going to get dumped. Like the people who did that, do you feel bad at all? Are you okay with all that? Now, I know that there's, when it comes to people who just spread rumors and gossip. Some people just do it maliciously, and they're always going to be malicious about it. So they're not. I'm not talking to them. They're just kind of bad people. But everyone else who maybe made a joke about it or played into it, which I will point out, I did not do. Again, mostly because I wasn't really interested in the story. It wasn't. It didn't move me at all. She just didn't want to be photographed. And now, obviously, we know why she did edit those photos and hasn't been really seen lately. She just doesn't want to have to deal with that. But she put out a video. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Go to this video. Let's listen here.
Courtesy of Fox.
But I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them, and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirits. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery.
So leave her alone. So just leave her alone. And, you know, watching the video, obviously you can't watch it, but some of you have probably already seen it. You can't watch it on my podcast. But she tries to put on a smile, but she also looks like she's ready to cry. And I imagine, you know, she's obviously still coping with all of this. And presumably she didn't say anything there that was untrue. And so, I don't think she's hiding anything more sinister afoot. But, you know, saying that they recommend I go on this course of treatment preventatively, that's obviously a good sign. It doesn't mean that there's nothing to be worried about. It obviously doesn't mean that it's going to be a walk in the park, but it means that this is preventative. And when we're talking about preventative measures being taken, well, obviously life expectancy conversations go away a little bit because there really isn't that much to worry about, generally speaking. And again, that's assuming everything she just said is, the most accurate. And if she was holding back some stuff, I wouldn't blame her. It's none of your business. But, you know, obviously we wish her well. I'm just wondering how people are now reacting after making light of all that stuff. It's kind of crummy. But beyond that, I'm assuming she's in the best of care with the best of doctors in all of the United Kingdom. So here's to you, Kate Middleton. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next week.